one expression that is used a lot, and you will use a lot because you will hear it a lot, is I. I. I spelled H-A-Y, which means there is and there are. For instance, for people you use gente, gente, spelled G-E-N-T-E. The people's, la gente, it's a la word. So, mucha gente would be many people, a lot of people. So, hay mucha gente aquí, there are many people here. ¿Qué hay? What is there? What's going on? There's no problem, would be. No,
no I.
Right, no I. Problem.
Problemo.
Problema.
Problema.
No hay problema. There's no problem. They like to use that. No hay problema. Yes. No problem. I don't know would be, I don't know how long we're going to stay here.
No sé.
How long?
Cuánto tiempo.
We're going to stay here.
Vamos a quedarnos aquí.
Right. Very good. No sé, I don't know. ¿Cuánto tiempo? How much time or how long? Vamos a. We are going to. Vamos a. To stay, to remain ourselves. Quedarnos. Quedarnos aquí. A useful little word also is todavía. Todavía, spelled T-O-D-A-V-I-A, with an accent, todavía. Todavía means still or still more. Todavía un poco would be a little more. Still, still more, a little. Un poco means a little. Un poco. Poco, spelled P-O-C-O. What is late?
Más tarde.
Más tarde is later. Oh. Yes.
Tarde.
Tarde. Later would be?
Más tarde.
Más tarde. And a little later would be? Un
poco.
Un poco.
Más tarde.
Right. Un poco más tarde. Yes. Un poco más tarde. And todavía is still more. Todavía is also used in the negative sense for yet. For instance, if you want to say, I don't know yet, in Spanish you will say, still I don't know. Which would be?
Todavía no sé.
Right. Todavía no sé. Still I don't know. Todavía no sé. Still I don't know how long I'm going to stay. How would you say that? Todavía no sé. How long?
Cuánto tiempo?
Right. Cuánto tiempo? I'm going to stay. I'm going to.
Voy a quedarme.
Right. Todavía no sé cuánto tiempo voy a quedarme.